This is probably the most interesting part of interrogation, is everything you see. All the parts that you see are the tip of the iceberg. So if you will, most of the time a good interrogator spends getting information is done outside of the interrogation room. We take everything. First of all, I'll take you through a normal process. Someone is captured in a given location, or they're abducted in a raid. What we know about that person comes typically from the capture documents, and they're tagged by the people who capture them. They're tagged with all of the information about the location, about who they were captured with, how much equipment they were captured with. Ideally, and this rarely happens because of the nature of process and people, is we would get a bag with everything the person was captured with at the time, and they've had their clothing removed, they've had their clothing replaced so that we know they have nothing dangerous on them, and we have control over their entire environment at that point. We spend a couple of hours preparing for that interrogation. We find out everything we can possibly about them. We passively observe them, pay attention to who we're talking to, look at everything we can see from a distance, how they interact with other people, whether those are prisoners or guards. Then we talk to the guards, people who are closest to them. We find out information about them. Then we go in and we start the interrogation. And we start the conversation by taking control of the conversation. I kid around with people, but honestly mean this. An interrogation is not very different from any other meeting. Too much has been made of it in TV and then this travesty that was Abu Ghraib. That interrogation is shouting and pushing and snatching. Good interrogation is high psychological pressure, and it's pressure and release. You put enough pressure on the person to get them to feel as though they have one direction to go, and that's the direction you want them to go. Some of the best interrogations are conversations that seem friendly. And what you're looking for is you start off the conversation with something we would call a control question. You ask a question you know the answer to. And when you're asking that question that you know the answer to, the person's going to respond truthfully. And you can look for what's normal when they're answering truthfully. And these can be simple questions, things about daily life. They can be things that you already know about them, things they've already said. And what you're doing is delving into their information. You can look for things like eye movement to indicate which part of their brain they store information. You can look for cadence, speech patterns, choice of words, and all of the body language associated, how they illustrate their information with their hands, how they illustrate their information with their eyes. Look for changes in their pupil dilation to indicate stress. All of those things play in.
All right. Now, I want more on that, but I also want to back up a little bit. Do you have to know whether they're left or right-handed in order to understand which direction their eyes go? Do you have to know where they are on this? And this is, I can't remember if this is in your book or not, so pardon me. That they're where they are on the autism spectrum before you can start to get information from them. I mean, aren't there some things that you need to know just to have so that you're not out of the box misinterpreting a look left or down before you're making wrong assessments?
Yeah, I think you do. And what we do is typically we start our conversation that way. I would ask a question, left or right-handed, although the eye movement correlates to left and right-handed in terms of percentage, it doesn't correlate in terms of actuality, because as many people as I've talked to in my life, I've not found a correlation between whether you look left for memory and being left-handed, for example. I've not found any correlation whatsoever. So that one you can get around. What I typically do is people have a natural tendency to mirror people that they know or they're trying to get to know and like. To someone they perceive as alpha. So when you're in an interrogation, typically you're perceived as alpha. If you relax the situation and you place your hands together, I mean, you can even start to pay attention to the person, how they respond to your body language, and you can pick up on whether they're left or right-handed.